How to Kill Creativity by Teresa M. Amabile. When I consider all the organizations I have studied and worked with over the past 22 years, there can be no doubt. Creativity gets killed much more often than it gets supported. For the most part, this isn't because managers have a vendetta against creativity. On the contrary, most believe in the value of new and useful ideas. However, creativity is undermined unintentionally every day in work environments that were established, for entirely good reasons, to maximize business imperatives such as coordination, productivity, and control. Managers cannot be expected to ignore business imperatives, of course, but in acting on these imperatives, they may be inadvertently designing organizations that systematically crush creativity. My research shows that it is possible to develop the best of both worlds, organizations in which business imperatives are attended to and creativity flourishes. Building such organizations, however, requires us to understand precisely what kinds of managerial practices foster creativity and which kill it. What is business creativity? We tend to associate creativity with the arts and to think of it as the expression of highly original ideas. Think of how Pablo Picasso reworked the conventions of painting, or how William Faulkner redefined fiction. In business, originality isn't enough. To be creative, an idea must also be appropriate, useful, and actionable. It must somehow influence the way business gets done, by improving a product, for instance, or by opening up a new way to approach a process. The associations made between creativity and artistic originality often lead to confusion about the appropriate place of creativity in business organizations. In seminars, I've asked managers if there is any place they don't want creativity in their companies. About 80% of the time they answer, accounting. Creativity, they seem to believe, belongs just in marketing and R&D. But creativity can benefit every function.